Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream. Steady, hot and strong. Install a Ream.
Great to be with you. Saturday Arvo, footy, Amy Park, Melbourne. 5:40 is the kickoff. A little cooler than perfect day as we speak. Tops of about 18 and about 16 or 17 degrees by the kickoff at 5:40. It is, of course, the Melbourne Storm taking on the Canberra Raiders. Should be a terrific game of rugby league. Already this weekend, we've seen, as we said from the outset, a massive statement from the Roosters. 30-6 winners over the Rabbitohs. The Rabbitohs, of course, had done the job on the Roosters both times. Previous times they'd met this season, but in that final, to get through to the prelim, the Roosters absolutely got the job done. Hammered the Rabbitohs. All right, we've got so much to get to. Peter Sterling is going to join us.
Here. Oh, that's great. That means I'll get a break.
Channel 9, so you're not having a break.
Oh, sorry.
So usually what happens is when Peter Sterling arrives, you just disappear.
No, I just give myself half an hour break because I'm at my best when I have a little bit of a break, you know. Like being a winger, it's like coming in, taking a few hit-ups, going back out in the wing, just being a bit lazy.
Right.
And then...
So you can be lazy out there. You weren't a winger that needed to get bench time. Just you just laze around on the sideline.
Yeah, I'd star power. That's why Wayne this lot loved me there, you know. And the Dragons, when they bought me, they brought star power.
To be fair... I mean, definitely he deserves a break if he's calling a game at 3 p.m. Mm-hmm. But the game is what, 5:30?
5:40, I think.
5:40. So you would think 2 hours and 40 minutes
should be enough.
Put your ample break.
Yeah, but I think my brain is clocked to that sort of time, so I feel like, you know, I've got to rewire it now.
Really? But you are.
Shouldn't take too long.
Exactly. Oi. Just one call to the NRMA and done, obviously.
Good, don't be dirty, mate.
Sorry, Wendell, I am a bit jealous. Envious.
I was the person who said, mate, you know what? It just doesn't feel like the same. Feel the same without Gertz here. I really miss him. That's what I said this morning on our walk.
I almost walked out of the studio in the break. It's like there's just no connection here. It's just awkward, you know? I don't like it at all.
No, because usually, obviously, it's very, and there's a lot of bonhomie in the studio. I don't know. So, what have you been doing when you're there by yourself? Just.
Well, there's just Felix here, and he's running the panel, and he's been really professional and focused on his job. I'm not sure whether he's not that good at it or whether he's new at it, or I don't know, but he's got his full attention there.
Or maybe
basically,
doesn't like you.
Well, that's where I was going. And so basically in the breaks, it's just sort of me walking around, like looking at things, and there's not a lot to do. It's a pretty boring studio, to be honest.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Not boring here. Very, very exciting. And the plans for the evening are terrific. We'll let you know what we're going to be getting up to a little bit later, Ryan, post-game. Right now, though, this is just to make you feel included. We're going to play a brand new game given where we are in the season. It's called this.
Testing your knowledge on the week that was. On Triple M NRL, have you been paying attention?
Charlie, you had one job there. I mean, that was the opener for this. Is a quiz about the year that we've just had. That says the week that was. Yeah. So you've just directly stolen that from the Channel 10 show, which does look at the week,
and decided
you'll shoehorn that into our show.
Yeah.
I'm really concerned for safety. I feel like Tony's going to knock out producer Charlie.
That's
about the fifth thing that is being...
I'm just calling it as I see it, Em, okay?
Should we get another producer?
Yeah, we have. We've got Clyde's daughter is going to be doing it. We already know that. It's happening. Okay, so here it is. A series of questions about what has happened this year in rugby league.
Has Charlie lost the dressing room?
Has he lost
the dressing room, Em?
No, I think he has.
He's lost the big dog.
He has, but he has the full support
of the
board.
He's lost the captain.
Full support of the board, which is a problem for him. Okay, look, I think we should use your names as your buzzers. Could you test those for me, please? First, you, Ryan.
Leroy.
Okay, Wendell.
Sexual chocolate.
You're the one who's got to say it every time.
I will.
Sexual chocolate. Okay, M.
I'll just go with M.
Yeah.
Okay.
Boring Leroy. Like you.
Charlie, can you keep the score? Because I have no idea. All right, here we go. Question number one. Who were the starting front rowers in game one of State of Origin for Queensland?
Sexual chocolate.
Yes, sexual chocolate.
I would say it was Jai Arrow and Dylan Napa.
Jai Arrow. We'll give you half a point, 1 point for that. It was Jai Arrow and Josh Papali was the...
Idiot.
Who scored the first try of the NRL season?
What was my name again?
Leroy.
Yeah,
Leroy. Okay.
Yes, Leroy.
No, I didn't say it. I just wanted to just know what name was.
I didn't know what the first game was.
Emma.
It was Roosters South, but I just...
Do you lose points for if you get it wrong?
No, we haven't thought this through, have we?
James Tedesco.
Incorrect. It was Jerome Hughes.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, was where was...
I thought it was a...
Where was the second state of origin played?
Leroy.
Sexual chocolate.
Oh. Yeah, everyone knows that. Perth.
Correct. Yeah. Who was the first coach sacked this season?
Leroy.
Emma.
Yes, Leroy.
Garth
Brennan is correct. In what round did Bankwest Stadium open?
Oh.
An extra point for the exact day.
You should know this.
I was out there. What round, Tony, did you say?
Emma.
Yes,
Emma.
No, you got to say it, mate.
Yes, Emma.
Round 15.
Round 6.
Round 6.
Anybody know what day it was?
Oh, yeah, damn it.
It was Easter Monday.
It was Monday. Yeah. You know what? And it was, you know what?
Something.
I know who was it against.
West Tigers. We know. Thank you.
Oh, sorry.
Next question.
Sadly, that wasn't one of the questions, Wendell, but well done you. Okay, here is an audio question. Who is Maroon referring to here?
But other than that, he's looking okay.
Emma.
As we like to call him the blue M&M.
Leroy.
Yes, Emma.
I just said Emma before I'd even heard it.
Stacey Jones.
Hold on.
Yes, Stacey Leroy, Jones. It is Stacey
Jones. He can't just yell at
her. I mean, she just can't say her name willy-nilly.
I assumed it was going to be Maroon going off about Anthony Seibold because that's really all he talks about.
that's very true. I'm almost tempted to give you half a point.
No.
Instead, I'm going to take half a point off you, Emma.
Ooh.
All right. Which players scored the first and last try in State of Origin?
Sexual Chocolate.
Yes, Sexual Chocolate.
James Tedesco.
He scored the last try. Who scored the first try?
In which game, Tony?
This year.
In the series,
Emma.
Game one.
Emma.
Yes, Emma.
Josh Morris.
Correct.
Oh, yeah. Half, bang.
Who did the NRL announce would be the pre-game entertainment at the grand final? Yes, Emma.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know that. Yeah.
Macklemore?
No.
That was last year.
Oh,
no,
yes,
that was 2 years ago. Ooh.
2 years ago.
Oh, Emma, you're just... They sing Apologise.
Emma.
One Republic.
It's too late to apologise.
Oh, my goodness. Shoot me now. You can't give it to her. She can't have two bites of the cherry.
She's not getting that. No, she's not getting that. Boom.
Tony's scoring and he can't count, so it doesn't matter.
Okay.
All right. Audio question for you. Okay. Who, what, when and why?
The Goosebumps, baby!
Any ideas?
I think I was there. It sounds
yes,
like,
you were there.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Sand of the Sandman.
It was, in fact, MG, Enter the Sandman, playing as New South Wales made the long march to the field, the state of origin.
I was there.
Three.
I didn't know, mate.
Who scored the first try at Bankwest Stadium?
Emma.
Yes, Emma.
Oh,
No.
Sexual Chocolate.
I got that.
Mitchell Moses. No.
I was first.
No. Yes, you were first.
Thank you.
Ryan was.
Mitchell Moses. And a bonus point, what else did he score first there?
Field goal.
Yes, correct.
Leroy.
And the first goal. Who did Cam Smith play his 400th against?
Leroy.
Yes, Leroy.
Played someone in Melbourne, and it might have been the Sharks?
It was the Sharks.
Well done.
He's on a big roll, Leroy.
He's going good, Leroy.
What's the coach whisperer's real name?
Leroy.
Leroy.
Bradley Cooper.
Sexual Chocolate. Bradley Stubbs.
Correct, Bradley Stubbs.
Who's Bradley Cooper?
A bonus point. He's an actor in Star.
Shallow.
Gotcha.
In the shower.
Yes.
Can you stop singing, Emma?
Can you not sing? No.
Honestly, stop. bonus point if you know the alleged rate of pay for the coach whisperer.
Leroy.
Emma. Yes, Emma.
$5,000 an hour.
Stop busting in.
Yes.
You're not here with us.
You're not here with us. She's giving you those ones.
You mean nothing to us anymore. You're an outsider.
$5,000 an hour.
First. You're cheating.
About half of Wendell's pay.
That's on the big dog.
Final goes, do we have scores at all? 4 for Wendell Taylor. Yep. 4 for Leroy.
Yeah.
And Emma's minus 8.
Yeah,
singing.
You're coming last. Okay. Let's go.
Between the two of you. Spell Trebojevic.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm not going to spell that, mate. I can.
Emma.
Leroy. Yeah.
He's going to cheat. What's
he?
J-E-V-I-C.
Correct.
Yeah. Cheating.
I'm pretty sure I said Emma before.
Yeah.
I can't hear you, Emma. Is your microphone on? Stop coming down the line.
Oh, that's so good.
Leroy,
well done, Goods.
Leroy, you are the winner. Congratulations.
Oh,
yeah. Was
well done. Well done, Wendell.
Thank you, buddy. You too, mate. Yeah, tight.
Love you, brother.
Yeah, you too. Yeah. Unlucky, Emma.
Miss you, man.
You're on the podium, Emma. You're just saying, Emma.
We'll get some sense into the studio.
Stirler
will join us shortly on Saturday Triple M NRL. Loving an elevator as Triple M rocks the finals footy. It is time for this.
Read about it. Read
Today's Mail.
Yes, of course, you can read Brent Reed in the Australian. You can hear him on this very radio station. You can see him, and gee, that is worthwhile doing on Fox Sports.
And Channel 9 Sunday Footy Show.
And Channel 9 Sunday Footy Show. He's ubiquitous. He is absolutely everywhere, and he's with us right now. G'day, Reedy.
Ubiquitous. That's one of the nicest things I've been called in the past 24 hours.
What? Why specifically the past 24 hours? What's gone wrong for you?
Well, I just said something on social media about the West Tigers, and I've just been savaged by punters. Oh, really? Emma, those Tigers fans, they're vicious.
Can you just backtrack and talk us through what you said first before what the response was?
Well, basically, I just wrote something suggesting that they had a soft underbelly. They were the doormats of the NRL. They allowed themselves to be pushed around. And then I compared their record to the Titans, which is, and you could argue, mount an argument the Titans in the past 9 years have had a better record than the Tigers. And I said, well, if you're going to talk about, you know, relocation, then, and we're going to talk about the Titans, well, why are the Tigers exempt from that conversation? And look, I wasn't saying they should be relocated. I was just merely attempting to point out how poor they've been in the last 8 or 9 years, and the fact that the Madison situation, they need to be strong and show a bit of backbone and show what they're made of.
Wait a minute, Reedy, this is a team that's already gone through being combined, the Western Suburbs and the Balmain Tigers. They've gone through that heartache. They're both sets of fans, and now you're putting them in the frame to go completely.
No, I'm not saying they should be relocated. I'm not saying that. I'm merely saying...
Just wait till I get on social media to bag you. I won't be a second. I just got to type something really nice.
I'm going to try and get the exact tweet up, so...
Yeah, we know what's going on. So the fans, and look, quite rightly, fans are allowed to have their say, but have they been personal about it, Reedy, or what?
Some of it's been a little vicious.
Hold on. I'm going to quote Reedy.
Okay.
Blah, 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 goes on about the record. No, the exact stats about the wins and losses. Further proof of Tigers' soft underbelly. If we're talking relocation for Titans, Tigers should be in chat.
Okay, there you go.
Yeah, I'm not saying it should be moved. Look, that tweet probably went a bit far in hindsight, but I did backtrack a little later. Yeah. And
You weren't drinking and tweeting, were you?
No, I was on the sideline last night, Tom.
Were you tweeting while you were supposed to be watching the game and doing sideline for Triple M?
I was watching the game, but a few people went at me while I was on the sideline. Just thought I'd, you know, stoke the fires a bit, you know, that sort of stuff.
Okay, well, let's fast forward, though, to the Tigers this season. You know, that soft underbelly thing. And with Michael Maguire, he's a tough kind of coach. Don't you see some kind of improvement? There they were, once again, ninth, a position that they've occupied quite regularly.
That was my point, though, Tony. I was saying that Michael Maguire is the man to give them some backbone and and stop them being a walkover. And we've seen that with Madge. Obviously made the decision for the team to train through to the grand final. And, you know, his view on that was this side needs to learn that September's not a time for holidays. It's a time that you actually should be playing football. And in their case, obviously, the finals are over. And his philosophy was we've got to get used to not having September's off. You're going to get used to actually doing things in September. Obviously, that's now been knocked on the head because players' unions pointed out that under the guidelines of the game at the moment, once the season's over, you can only stay around for 2 more weeks at a club. Then you've got to give the players holidays. So he's been cut off at the knees a little bit there, Madge. But his point was, September is for too long for this club. Has been a period of rest and relaxation, and that needs to change. And I think he wanted to get that message through to the players, and one of the ways he was going to do that was to keep them training right through the grand final day. Now, I think that's a great idea for Madge. I think it's what he's trying to do at that club, and I think there's people at that club who recognise what he's trying to do. He just needs to get the players to go along for the ride with him, and I think some will do that, and obviously some aren't as happy to go along.
All right, while we're there, what about Madison? Any update on where he is?
No update from sort of yesterday, Tone, only that I think the club obviously wants to keep him, and I think we'll see how that plays out. I don't think that'll be a quick fix. I think it's going to be one of those issues that's got the potential to bubble along for a while. But, I mean, obviously the mail around Parramatta is spot on, that Parramatta were the club that were hopeful of maybe landing him if he was cleared by or let go by the Tigers. I mean, he's a Parra junior, obviously, and you know, they got money to spend. So they're in the box seat if the West Tigers do decide to sever ties with him. Now, I think they're a long way off doing that because I don't think they want to lose him. And And that was a point, one of the points I made, Tone. You know, too, you know, we saw what happened with Moses and Brooks and Tedesco a few years ago, and then they got bullied into paying blokes more than they necessarily should have paid them, and that's part of the reason the cap's in a mess at the moment. And, you know, they need to make sure they don't get bullied around in this Ryan Madison situation. They need to make sure that they're the ones who dictate what happens with him.
Sounds like it's been good business from the West Tigers to me, Reedy, because obviously they got Madison. They bought him, you know, over from the Roosters and bought him on a little bit of potential, but obviously got him for a good rate. Now it's about balancing that out with player expectations and obviously the club salary cap. So if they can resolve that situation, I mean, you'd imagine the noise would go away.
Well, yeah, you're right. I mean, I can sort of look, I can half fully understand why he's a little just unsettled. I mean, you see the Tigers at the moment, they're in the mix for Jai Arrow, and Jai Arrow's asking price is, gee, it's north of probably 700, to be fair, if they're going to get Jai Arrow. So I can see why he might be unsettled by that. But, you know, I'm sure if the Tigers could make room to give him some more money, they would. But, you know, they've got to sign Chris Lawrence. They've got to sign Benji Marshall. So money's pretty tight there. He might just have to be patient. I don't know whether he's willing to be patient at the moment.
Could it be just noise from the manager? I mean, is it actually from Ryan himself, or is it just the management making some noise?
Well, he hasn't been. I haven't seen him quite anywhere yet, Ryan Madison. You know, I think often in these cases, the management are the ones driving it, aren't they? So, you know, I think the same management company that had Jesse Raymond in, same management company that had Sonny many years ago when Sonny forced his way out of the Bulldogs. So, you know, I'm sure his management's in the background there involved in the whole thing. There has to be because they're his management company.
What about Isaac Luke Reedy? There were a few whispers the Sea Eagles were interested.
Yeah, it looks like they've dropped off him. I think Isaac took a bit too long to get back to them, so they made him an offer, but he's with that offer's now being withdrawn. So there's a bit of movement in the hooker ranks because Danny Levi was another guy that Parramatta, I believe, were in the mix for, but it sounds like they've dropped off him as well. So a couple of good hookers who are floating around at the moment looking for clubs, and they had a couple of options there, but it now appears those options have gone away.
And just finally, what's going on with Dylan Walker?
Yeah, look, I mean, obviously, this has been bubbling along behind the scenes for ages. You know, Manly, a month ago at least, were due to announce him. From memory, they told us that week, and it never happened. But, you know, I don't think Dylan will be going anywhere. I expect Manly to get a deal done with him reasonably soon. I'm not sure whether they're waiting to the end of the season to knock it off, but it sounds like it's not far away with Dylan Walker, and we'll have an announcement soon on his future.
All right, Reedy, enjoy the rest of the day. Stay off social media. Everything should be tickety-boo.
Steer clear, Tone. Steer clear for a while.
Tickety-boo, buddy.
I'm going cold turkey.
That'll be nice, mate.
Maybe just don't say anything outlandish and you'll be sweet.
Oh, wow. Oh, shots fired.
Thanks, Reedy. Thank you so much. The Warriors are out in the middle here. Amy Park warming up for their game against the Roosters, the NRLW. I think that is kick-off at 3 o'clock this afternoon. Peter Sterling will join
us the great man.
Next on Saturday Triple M NRL. Lovely to have your company on a Saturday afternoon. Gee, I've been remiss. We've done had some terrific interviews. Had Jason Riles, Brad Clyde, Boyd Cordner. Every time, of course, we do an interview, we do thanks to Celebrations, helping you celebrate. Peter Sterling joins us. G'day, Sterlo.
Afternoon, Tony. Listeners, Emma, just walked across from my upgraded room.
Hey, Pete.
How you doing? Hello, Gertz. After my upgraded flight on the way down and after my chauffeur drive to the airport. Been a good day.
It's Charlie been working for you as well, has he? Charlie usually only works for himself, but it's okay. Yeah, it's okay. I like the second floor room that I'm in. Peter Sterling, we have a lot to get through in the very short amount of time we have to share with you this afternoon. Can I, first of all, before I go back to last night's game and that statement from the Roosters, and I also want to hear what you think about Jared Warrior Hargreaves. I read it was last week, and we missed you. You weren't in the studio last week, and I'd read that story about the NRL turning back to Tina Turner in terms of an advertising campaign. Then I saw a photograph of you, and it might have been Brett Kenny, with Tina as part of the original advertising campaign. What do you remember about it?
I remember Tina standing between us in a skin-tight skivvy.
Uh-huh.
And
that's about it, really.
That was pretty much that was the afternoon.
Did you talk to her still? What did you say to her?
I was stuck for words, Del.
Oh, nice skivvy.
I remember us being extremely friendly in regards to, you know, superstar coming across, and you sort of wonder sometimes the demeanour of people who are in that position, and she was great, like really down to earth, keen to find out a little bit more about our game, and obviously had an amazing impact with her involvement. So it was a really positive experience, and she was a lovely lady, and it was obviously, I think the background is there as to how it came about. It looked like a million to one, and all of a sudden she's on our shores and providing a big part of our game.
All right, this afternoon Melbourne Storm have the opportunity to maybe answer the that firm statement, as we mentioned last night, the Roosters over the Rabbitohs. How impressed were you?
I thought that was super. You know, a little bit like Trent Robinson, that they lost their intensity second half. They've done that a couple of times this year, but I don't think there's too many concerns there. And obviously with Luke Keary and Take Aho and Brett Morris and Mitch Orbison all back into the side, they were always going to be much more formidable. And, you know, their first 40 minutes, they were fantastic. Look, it was difficult to work out whether South Sydney just didn't turn up or whether they weren't allowed to play. I think a little bit of both, but they just looked so much slower than the Roosters did. Tricolour's execution was outstanding. Luke Keary, what a player he is. You know, if he's being groomed to take over the role of Cooper Cronk for next season, he's a long way in front of where you thought he might have been. So he had a profound influence on it. Yeah, really good performance from the Roosters. They get the week off now. I have no doubt that has always been an advantage. And they sit back now. They won't pick up any injuries next weekend. And they'll be, probably install even firmer favourites to defend the premiership title, which, again, we haven't seen happen for so long.
Jared Warrior-Hargreaves, though, he could be missing from that game. Now he faces the tribunal, the judiciary. I'm assuming he will, even if he doesn't win it, the case, he'll only miss one game if he goes and fights it. He's got a turn. He knows how to get there. He's parked there several times before this season. What did you make of that?
I thought there was very little to it. Apparently he's out of a position now where that can be fined, but it's a finable offence. You can't miss a game for what he did.
Should they change the rules? We were speaking about this earlier. It should be a fine, but because he's got carryover points and similar offences, like, but should it be, same with Sam, should it there be a clean slate for the finals, at least for those for a minor incident, so that you don't miss a big game for something like that?
Yeah, look, the last thing we want in our game are repeat offenders. Yeah, and that's, if players don't learn, then they deserve to pay a price for that. But, I thought it was a really innocuous thing last night. And, I came from an era where a trip was a send-off.
Yeah.
So, I know the degree that of seriousness that there has been around that. But it was just, at speed, if you play quickly, it's a guy change direction. I didn't think it was necessarily a trip. I thought he got caught off balance. In answer to your question, Emma, it would be unfortunate for the game and for Jared and for the Roosters and I think for the fans if he was to miss the next game because of that. So sometimes you have to start with what you get and work your way backwards to find out how not to get to that result. And maybe that needs to be explored. But I would hate to think that he would not be there on the back of that.
A couple of games look out this afternoon. The women's game, of course, kicking off. New Zealand are playing. Are you calling this game?
Who's playing? Yeah, I'm doing it.
Roosters and the Warriors.
That's it, yeah.
Yeah. So are you calling this game?
I am calling this game. I'm looking forward to it. I had a bit of involvement with it last year, calling matches. And I'm amazed each year as to the improvement, certainly of the skill level.
Yeah.
That's left and right passing now, torpedo passes onto the chest. Defensively, well, they've always been fantastic with the way the physicality that they've played. It's been a big turnover this year with all the clubs. You look at the Dragons sort of a dozen new players there, and not so many for the Roosters, but a new set of halves this afternoon for them. Corresponding game last year, Warriors ambushed them a little bit, and in the end it was only four and against. They got the Roosters into that grand final against the Broncos. So looking forward to see just how far it's advanced from last season again, on the back of what was a wonderful Origin game earlier this season.
All right, Stella, just finally then, 5:40, it is kickoff. Last time they were here, 18-0 Melbourne got out to against the Raiders. The Raiders ran them down. I think it was 22-18 it finished up. That ambush is probably not going to happen from the Raiders. Everybody knows what the other team can do at this end of the season, don't they?
Yeah, there's no ambushes at this stage, Tony, and I don't see Melbourne getting into a situation where they're 18 points down. I guess, the big performance in regards to Canberra getting out of trouble in that game was the fact that they had two players in the sin bin during the course of the match. That's remarkable to think that they played a quarter of the game with a player down. I expect Melbourne to be much better. I think they'll get away to a flying start. Canberra come here with, I imagine, a great deal of confidence. They were poor last week, but they'll be much better this afternoon. I don't think there'll be too much in it, but at Amy Park, this time of the season, Melbourne Storm, you know, they were three games better than anybody else this year. To win the minor premiership by 6 points, you know, I think that they find that kind of form again. And I, you know, I don't think the loss to Canberra here was such a bad thing a couple of weeks ago. I think that it was a kick up the backside for them. I've never heard Craig Bellamy in recent times use the word complacency. He did after that game. They won't be complacent this afternoon.
All right, Sterlo, you've got much on your plate this afternoon. Thank you.
Workaholic, mate. You know that. Work.
I do indeed. Thanks for dropping in and having a chat with us. We're going to dive deep into the other finals matches next on Saturday, Triple M NRL. From Amy Park in Melbourne, Wendell Saylor, Emma Lawrence, Tony Squires, Ryan Gerler in our Sydney studio. The NRL fan poll, I think the Telegraph ran over the past couple of days. Just want to go through with you just a few of the things that jumped out at me. We are here, of course, at Amy Park, where Melbourne Storm, the minor premiers, are here. I guess no surprise, given their success, they were rated by the fans who voted Storm as the most hated team.
Yeah, I'm surprised by that.
You are surprised?
Yeah. I don't know. It might be a bit of jealousy.
I think it's a measure of success.
Yeah, because
surely,
yeah, they've set
it?
The standard for so long. People think they play by different rules. And there's been a little bit of Cam Smith hate out there. Even though he's been getting a lot of, I suppose, accolades, there's been some
messages.
Reports on him.
If it wasn't the Storm, though, would you say the Roosters? Manly?
It used to be Manly, but because of the Trbojevic brothers Desi going back there, it's a really good story, you know?
I think people are jealous, but everyone always has a whinge about their wrestling techniques anything like that. So they've changed the game, and maybe that's why people are annoyed.
Good. Are you surprised at all by that stuff?
No, not at all. Where was the poll done? Was it done in Sydney? Is it a New South Wales paper? Well, of course it's going to be the Melbourne Storm. And they don't get a lot of love, do they, in the local papers, so only to be expected. And Cam Smith, he's just had one of those seasons where he's been in the news for a lot of different reasons, and he's been outspoken over the last couple of weeks, obviously, against all the pushback that they've had this year, the Melbourne Storm. So I mean, they love being the villains. I don't think it's something that they're typically against.
Care.
They don't care. They're down there. They're a fair way removed from it all, Tony. So it not bother them too much. So
and Cam, they're not Cam removed from us. So we're here as well, Ryan.
They're not removed. Yeah.
But you're there, Gertz. But Cam Munster said the same thing when he got interviewed. Like, he just goes, you know, that they embrace it.
Yes, he wants the Raiders fans to hate them this afternoon, and that may well happen. What about the flip side of that? It's not the most loved team, but the most supported team in the competition is Brisbane. They certainly in.
Is that right?
Membership. That's according to this fan poll, Ryan. So I'm going to take it at face value and say, yes, that is correct.
I was just surprised at that, Tony. That's all. I thought a tradition, like one of the traditional clubs, like the Rabbits or maybe the Dragons or something, might have been.
Dragons might be second.
But that's all right.
You're not surprised, Earl, about the support for the Broncos? Huge town, huge team.
No, I'm not surprised at all.
James Tedesco is the best player in rugby league. Again, as you mentioned earlier, given what the awards he's picked up just this year alone, that is zero surprise.
Yeah, no surprise. Got the Wally Lewis medal. Brad for player of the series in Origin. Brad Fittler medal at the Blues Awards the other night. Could get the Dally M as well. He'll maybe the Roosters player of the year, so might clean up with four awards. No surprise at all.
The question was asked, where should the NRL expand next? Now, Brisbane, 30% of respondents said Brisbane should be, and that seems to be the obvious. There's certainly already been discussion about that. At 26%, it is Perth. Now, obviously, we've tried Perth before with the Western Reds, and they're no longer there. They've tried rugby with the Western Force as well. It struggled a little bit, very much an AFL town, Perth. Do you like those? You know, Brisbane, clearly, that was an obvious one. Do you think they're the right ones, Em?
I think, Brisbane is the obvious one, given the amount of support for the Broncos and how much they love their league up there. Whether or not, I don't know if I know enough about it to know whether it would be successful. I mean, you could have a team in Perth, but how sustainable is that? There would be a lot that would go into it. So I think Brisbane is the obvious choice.
Good.
Yeah, I agree. I think it's time we got another site up there in Brisbane, and I'm not sure. Look, let's not go down the relocation path or whatever it may be, but I think there's obviously enough people up there in their system, and they should, the game's supported really well up that way, so let's give them another team.
Yeah, I think either would work. Brisbane, you know, a game in Brisbane every week, they would pack it out. And over in Perth, they've got sponsors. I've done a fair bit of fair few things over the years over there, and they've got sponsors and money ready to back if the Perth team comes in.
71% of fans think that the bunker needs to be able to review forward passes.
No, I don't think so, because we're reviewing everything. So our game is entertainment. I know we want to get a lot of things right, but the more we look at things, you know, it just takes up so much time. I'd say no.
Tony, I don't think we need to go down that path either.
No.
Well, but what if you're a fan whose team has been robbed by a blatant forward pass?
You win some, you lose some, Tony.
Oh, I agree. That's footy. That's
the
sport.
Game's always been about.
And this final one, 82% most overrated media personality, Ryan Girdler.
Oh, 82, wow. Is that all?
That's what the fans
apparently,
said.
Apparently it went right up this year when he started working with UM.
I feel the love in the room.
Can't argue with the stats.
Yeah, yep. Okay. Stats don't lie.
It's not there, Ryan. Don't you believe it?
Okay. Okay. We love you. I love you too, Wendell.
It's the next X is the deep dive. We'll look at those other finals on Saturday, Triple M, NRL. Del, do you think your falsetto is better than just your regular kind of tenor voice? Mm.
Oh, I'm not really sure.
I'm giving you a biggie up.
Oh, you like it?
Yeah, I do like it. Beautiful. I do like it.
Thank you, man.
With sexual, what was your name of your band?
Sexiness.
The sexiness.
Yeah.
Did you do a lot of falsetto, BG style?
Yeah, we did. It's been a while now. That, you know, I'd like to get back there at some stage.
I'd love to see the sexiness in action. Maybe we can make that sometime at the end of our season.
Yes.
We have a party of some sort.
Yes.
When we're all back together again.
Sounds good.
Yeah, and the sexiness could play.
Beautiful.
Speaking of parties, now, Ollie, obviously your daughter, Ryan, is turning 10 tomorrow.
Yes.
So you've got the party this afternoon.
That's right.
What style of party is it?
It's a disco party, Tony. Maybe we could get Wendell there. Unfortunately, he's in Melbourne. We tried to hire him for the falsetto, but obviously he was unavailable today. But it's a disco party, Tony. So a lady turns up and she's got like a couple of microphones, and it's kind of like kids' karaoke. So and all the girls
come up
the disco ball, and they get downstairs, and they hopefully I won't need to do more than five or six songs. But we'll see how it goes.
Yeah.
Maybe you should have got Bill Harrigan there.
Ooh.
Yeah, apparently Bill was busy.
He loves his karaoke. Actually, around from our hotel is a karaoke bar, which made me think of Bill Harrigan.
We may go there later on this evening.
We may.
Ryan, you know, obviously you're very, very...
you won't be there.
Too busy to be here with us, but that's okay. Should be a terrific party. Happy birthday.
Thank you.
I'll pass it on time. It is time once more to do this.
The deep dive.
Oh my goodness.
Oh,
no, just let it play out. It's so good.
Yeah, it's great.
Is it still going?
It's not like my tummy as I came down the plane in 27A this morning. I felt decidedly how long does this go for? 2 minutes. Yeah. You've got 2 minutes of that noise.
Oh, the show will be finished by then.
Oh, Charlie.
There's the Warriors girls walking out.
They are 3 o'clock kickoff, the Roosters and the Warriors, but we're going to deep dive into a couple of the other games, the other finals this evening. It is the Sea Eagles and the Sharks, an elimination final. Manly, Warringah, in all sorts in terms of personnel, injuries, suspensions. That forward pack is barely recognisable. The big news, of course, is, and he's on the moment he's listed in the reserves, but there's all evidence that Tony Williams will come back and play in this game of footy.
Hasn't played first grade for, I think, 16 or 18 months or something. Big step up, premiership player from the Manly Seagulls. Tough ass to beat the Sharkies. Sharkies love this sort of stuff. You saw last week, Emma, they went to Leichhardt.
Oh, they were good at Leichhardt, especially in that second half.
Yeah, tore the Tigers apart. That's what you get. Yeah.
They've got the side. They could have easily been a top four side this year.
They've been inconsistent, obviously.
Yeah, they have. But look at the roster they have.
I get you. I get what you're saying.
They should have been better than just sneaking into the eight.
100%.
I actually think the Sharks can get home tonight.
Oh, well, their record hasn't been good there, I think.
I know. They have 6 wins in like 52 years.
Yeah.
But don't mention.
Games. Yeah, that's phenomenal. It isn't the record. They are playing at Lotto Land despite the asbestos scare earlier in the week. So a lot of fans there in the hazmat suits. They're out and about. It is, though.
Nice
for
family day on the hill, Tony.
Exactly right.
Put your suit on, kids.
But it's everything kind of works into Desi Hasler, and he would love this kind of stuff. He'd love nothing better than another against the odds win. It's been that for them the entire season, to even be in the position they are, Gerds.
Oh, well, he'd love more probably to have Tapau, Thompson, yeah, Boyle, Trbojevic, and those guys back. But, I mean, they love it. It's, you know, it's the world against Manly at times, and he's done that so well on a lot of occasions this year. If you remember back, I think it was round 10 where they actually went over to Shark Park there and beat the Sharks with a side not dissimilar to this one. They were ravaged with injury at the time, and they had to overcome a lot of hurdles, and they were able to get the job done. And for mine, they kind of did that to a degree last week too against the Eels. You know, the Eels really, you know, Manly fell away in that game with a lot of injury and the Eels didn't really go on with it. Manly hung in there. So with all the expectation this afternoon on the Sharkies, if Desi can just find a way to keep Manly in the contest, the longer it goes, the more doubt it might put into the Sharks' minds. And who knows, they might cause an upset. But you have to say, if the Sharks don't win this afternoon, it's the one that got away. They need 100%. To get the job done.
And I know it's been a tough one, but everyone was talking about, oh, Matt Mullen. The best thing that happened for Matt Mullen was not to play. His hamstring hasn't been right all year. And Josh Dugan, as soon as they talked about moving him on and he can look somewhere else, he's taken his game to a new level. And it's just typical Josh Dugan. He's been unstoppable at the back.
All right, who was it for you?
Oh, mate, Sharks for me.
Sharks. Yeah, even though Manly, with injuries all year, have done the job, I just think there's too many out. This is the most they've had out, so I think the Sharkies.
All right, let's move to a sold-out Bankwest Stadium. And the Eels play well in front of the big crowd at their home ground. It's been a terrific home ground for them this season since it started. The Broncos, a poor performance last week, but they do have that young, tough, strong forward pack. Will it be another blinder from David Fifita? Will Payne Haas get the job done? Certainly Mitchell Moses, who has, I think, the most missed tackles in the NRL, can expect David Fifita running. Had him regularly, can't he?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, he's the guy that the attack of the Eels, it depends upon what he's up to, and he's been pretty good at the back end of the season. Sorry, I thought, Dady, you were looking
at it. Yeah, I know. Yeah,
just because you're not in Melbourne doesn't mean you just can't do any work. You've still got to contribute.
I back you on this, Ryan, because I thought that was definitely going to be picked up by
You weren't making eye contact
at us. Do I have to do everything? Like, do I have to write your names down and
anyway,
say, Tone, you talk
say,
now? Thank you. That's Charlie's job. Charlie's job was then. That little space, that 3 seconds of dead air was Charlie's job. Go on, Ryan. Keep going.
Yeah, we're nearly there, guys. Come on. I'm just 2 o'clock now.
I'm done.
I'm not.
Keep going, Gerds.
I think the Broncos in a little upset here, Tony.
Wow, really?
I just think that you spoke about, obviously they've got a young side, but sprinkled through that, they've got a lot of experience in guys like Matt Gillett and McCulloch and obviously Darius Boyd and Milford and Oates and Glenn, and these guys have played in big occasions before, and I just think that, you know, the key members of the Parramatta Eels side, they lack experience in big games, and I just think if the Broncos can rattle them a little bit like they did a couple of weeks ago, put a lot of pressure, as you said, on Mitchell Moses, it might just be a little bit too much for the Eels to overcome. So I'm going to tip the Broncos in an upset.
Yeah, I can't tip the Broncos. I just think their record in Sydney, it stinks this year. The only sort of win they had was against was the baby Broncos against the Sharks. They've been beaten by 30 or 40 points most games in Sydney, I think, you know. The Roosters took them to task, obviously the Bunnies, and Parramatta, I think, around Origin time. So for me, as much as I want the Broncos and Seabold to do well, they've got to show me something very special, because Pac Stadium in Bankwest there, I think Parramatta will get over the line.
I think it could go either way. I'm going to go the Eels purely because, I'm going to go the Eels just because of the crowd.
Just the crowd. Okay. That crowd could be standing and chanting for Mika Seabold.
Great show, guys.
Have a great night, guys. Yeah, really enjoy your time in Melbourne.
Day.
Yeah, fantastic.
Thank you.
Stick around. Triple M rocks the finals.
Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream. Steady, hot, and strong. Install a Ream.